broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 18th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and our goal remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, inspired by the Almighty and the solution to the problems we face in this wonderful country. Yeah, we got a lot of problems, but we have solutions too. You want to be part of them? LibertyRoundtable.com. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Gary Knoll products, 10% off. Green stuff, red stuff, muscle stuff, and more. 10% off. Gary Knoll products available at ThePowerMall.com. When you go there and purchase online, put a little note in there that says, "Hey, man, thanks for your support of Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio." If you do that, would certainly be grateful. ThePowerMall.com. Tell Joyce Riley and crew, thank you. Listen to the Power Hour radio program. It airs live on Genesis, but airs later on Liberty News Radio. Liberty Roundtable Live, the John Moore Show, Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, Joyce Riley, Chris Ann Hall. Wow, just to name a few. Michael Rivero, Beth Ann Schoenberg. And you just got some tremendous programs. John Stattmiller. The National Intel Report. I mean, you just got killer radio virtually 24/7 going on. LibertyNewsRadio.com. All right. Yesterday's broadcast started out hour one. We had a simulcast broadcast with Paul Jensen and Janely Tobias, who do a talk show on KTKK Radio AM 630 in Salt Lake City, Utah. We did a simulcast with them, and we talked about the question Paul asked, is it over for the United States of America? What is it like, stick a fork in it? Kurt and Sam say not even maybe. We live in the best and most free country in the world. Yeah, we got some difficulties, but we got to work on them. But we have answers and solutions all the time, all over the place, too. Good people can make a difference. We rounded out the hour by talking about this U.S. Trade Representative. His name is Michael Froman, and he testifies, and he's basically selling us south. We now have documentation about the trade bills and who's basically getting paid off to pass them. Arm twisting going on. Republicans and Democrats both in the mix. Republicans holding out for more money. But we also know that the TPP would indeed negatively impact every aspect of our lives, from the energy we use to the food we eat, right onto the internet. Did you hear me? It'll affect the internet, folks. Beware. It boggles the mind why the same Congress that was elected to stop Obama's radical transformation of America would give him the legal basis to betray his own oath of office and to betray the American people. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We talked about his book, Racism, Schmacism, a little bit. We talked about this ex-NAACP chapter leader, Rachel Dozel. She says, "I identify as black." Rush Limbaugh goes public with his brand new identity, says WorldNet Daily. "I officially announced that I am skinny." Yeah, I identify as skinny, so from this day going forward, I'm skinny, says Rush Limbaugh. And Sam Bushman's in the NBA, baby. Couple paints American flag on brown lawn as San Jose, California, forces water cutbacks during drought. We also talked about, with barbs and bluster, Donald Trump barges into the 2016 White House race, says Yahoo News. The Donald is nothing but a joke, ladies and gentlemen. He will marginalize every real issue. Okay? The guy's disaster. We also talked about the Warriors won the NBA game title in Game 6. We also talked about a bride that's just livid after, I guess, her wedding was canceled. Waldorf cancels reception after the shooting. But the headline is misleading. It wasn't really a shooting. A gun went off, but nobody got shot. So I got a question. If you pull the trigger and a bullet comes out, but nobody was shot, was it a shooting? Hey, man, if a tree falls in the woods and you don't hear it, did it make a sound? Well, it's that kind of an idea, right? Inside a counterfeit Facebook farm, Kurt asked me, what on earth is that? My response is, hey, they mocked Ron Paul for having fake followers on the internet. And the truth is, Ron Paul had real people. If you don't believe us, he raised over $6 million in a single day. Okay? But they mocked Ron Paul for having fake followers. His turned out to be real every rally they went to. They had to try to divert the cameras from the truth so that the American people wouldn't catch on that he really had a real support group, a real base, real Americans that cared. However, this fake counterfeit Facebook farm, you do have Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and a lot of these bigwig, you know, Donald Trump, they all have these fake accounts, folks. That's why they were so quick to claim that Ron Paul had that. That's what they're doing. So they figured that's what he must be doing. Well, they were wrong on that. Nevertheless, the truth is they're all involved in these. I mean, look, the Daily Caller caught the biggest talk show hosts in the country faking phone calls, actors calling into their talk shows, making you believe they had their lines and their banks, you know, phone banks full of calls. They don't. It's bogus. It's a lie. Okay? They have a false narrative in almost everything they do. Our buddy Pat Shannon, investigative reporter with the American Free Press, and now he's on his own. He basically wrote a book called Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Now you got the Russian leaders saying, hey, man, we believe the moon landings might have been faked. We're not saying they're faked. We just want an investigation, say the Russians. All right, a Queens man. I guess he left his father's body in a morgue for over a year. Why? Well, he wanted to steal his dad's Social Security checks. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, if it's not more reasons to shut down Social Security, I don't know what is. Now you say, Sam, we made promises to people. That's right. We can keep those promises and bring the out-of-control plane to a safe landing. It's going to take a lot of work. It's a road to hoe. But it can be done, and that's what we advocate for, the proper role of returning to the Constitution. We don't want to just cut off Social Security tomorrow, though. We would safely land the plane. We wouldn't just crash. We would do our very best to keep as many promises to as many people as we possibly could. But if we don't do something appropriately, then at some point the plane will be forced to crash. Is that what y'all want? A lot of people agree with us on a lot of topics, but when we take on government school and say it ought to be shut down, everybody's like, well, I agree with you on almost everything with that school thing, Sam. You're whacked out on that one. Or when it comes to, say, Social Security, Sam, I think a lot of what you say is just incredibly great, but when you go off on that one, you're just off the rails, Sam. Oh, Sam, when you tell everybody that Martin Luther King Jr. was an absolute communist thug and had communist funding, he was an immoral guy, wow, you're off the rails. He had a dream. He was a good guy. Don't you believe in the dream, Sam? Now, ladies and gentlemen, look, I'm interested in the truth. Okay? It's very well documented about Martin Luther King Jr. and his ties to immorality, his ties to communism, and his ties to violence. Very clear, very easy to articulate and document, okay? Same thing with Social Security. Look, it's unconstitutional. It's a Ponzi scheme. And one day we're going to realize we've been played for suckers and want to call a halt to the con game and shut it down. That doesn't mean that I'm for breaking promises to people. We can do our very best to work our way out of the system in an appropriate way. Same thing with government school. It's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, for crying out loud. There's no authority in the Constitution, the supreme law of America, for government schools stealing my tax dollars. See, I pay for my own kids to be in school, private school. I pay for it with my own hard-earned money. Okay? Why should I be forced to pay for somebody else's kids to go to school? Why should I be forced to pay for kids to go to school at all if I'm a grandma on a very limited income? How much dignity does grandpa or grandma have if they're on Social Security or some other kind of welfare program? You'd say, but Sam, you've now crossed the Rubicon. That's not fair. Social Security's not welfare. By golly, I paid into that thing my whole life. You're right, you did. And it was wrong that you got stolen from. Thou shalt not steal is one of the great 10, right? You're right, you shouldn't have been stolen from, but that doesn't mean you have the right to steal from the next generation. See, the Ponzi scheme is a pay-as-you-go system. They've already spent the money they stole from you your whole life before you ever even get your check, ladies and gentlemen. So see, it doesn't matter if you agree with me or not on the points. It doesn't matter if I've tapped into an emotional issue for you. The fact is it's unconstitutional, and the fact is the government has no authority to do it, and the fact is it's socialism. And the fact is it's stealing, and it needs to stop. So how do we then work our way out of that bogus system? How do we keep as many promises as we can to as many people? How do we make sure we don't create more heartache and more devastation in the process? Well, that's the easy part. You sunset all current programs. You slowly but surely create incentives for people to get out of it into the private sector. You start by not forcing people to participate in Social Security like they do now, you see. You reject that force plan. That's Satan's plan. You got it?
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I want to make a couple of things clear. I'm not the typical talk show host that wants to create argument radio, take off the gloves and prove the guest wrong radio. I don't do that kind of stuff, okay, because I don't think it's appropriate. Yesterday we were having a discussion about immigration, and James Edwards, the political cesspool talk show host, was on. He was talking about, hey, if we allow just illegal immigration, we'll eventually be overrun and lose our identity as a country, and it'll be the destruction of America. And I think when it comes to illegal immigration, he's right. I want to say it again. When it comes to illegal immigration, I think that James Edwards is correct. However, a listener emailed in, and I give a lot of credence to this listener and a lot of support for this listener because he's so right, because he thinks through things. He doesn't have knee-jerk reactions. If he disagrees, he doesn't just attack the messenger or attack people. He lays out his own cogent arguments in such a compelling way that I think it really deserves airplay. And that's why I give him so much time whenever I see a comment from him, because 9 times out of 10, it's spot on. And it's very well delivered, and it's done in a way that educates, not attacks. And I really appreciate that, by the way. But I want to double down on this illegal part about immigration for a second. Look, the problem isn't that people are coming to America. Okay? Good, honest, wise people who are led in their hearts to come to and seek out freedom should be welcomed to this country. After all, you and I are here as a result of that very thing at some point. Okay? And so you got to understand that first. There's nothing wrong with people being led in their heart to come to a nation that believes in God and supports freedom. Okay? That's a natural desire of humans to seek for liberty, to seek for a better life for themselves and their posterity. That's a natural thing to do. Okay? So we can't fault people for that, number one, and I don't. What I fault in America is this psychotic immigration policy we have, where the legal door to come to America is very narrow, very hard to get done. There's big lines. And if you come the legal way, man, you got years and years and years and plenty of money and everything else in the making to ever become an American, to ever come here legally. However, if you come here illegally, the big door is open as wide as it can get almost. In fact, if you can get across the border, they'll even bus you to a city of almost of your choice. They'll bring you food, they'll bring you clothes, they'll bring you medical supplies, they'll let you have an anchor baby, they'll do everything they can to promote socialism and reward you for coming illegally. But if you want to come legally, oh boy, it's hard. So I blame the United States policy as the problem here. And I don't blame people seeking for a better life. And in the years gone past in America, we used to have an appropriate immigration policy where we'd make sure you didn't have a disease of some kind that could harm the people in America, harm our society. They would also do their very best to vet you to make sure you weren't some kind of a criminal on the run from another country, some type of terrorist or dissident in some way that could threaten innocent Americans as well. That was appropriate. We ought to have that again. At the same time, we ought to welcome people who want to come here. So the point that I'm getting at is we're rewarding people for coming for the wrong reasons. That is a handout. We're rejecting people who want to come for the right reasons. That is, they believe in America and want to become an American and are willing to put the hard work in that it takes to make that happen. Okay, we're going about it all wrong. We got this big illegal door that's just wide open, and the legal entry opportunity is very minimal. I submit to you, we need to change our policies. We need to change our whole focus, and we need to change the way the government looks at immigration. We need to lock our borders down. I don't mean 100%, but I mean to make sure that the wrong people don't come for the wrong reasons illegally. But we need to appropriately draft and implement a policy that can let the right people come for the right reasons, not based on handouts, socialism, or escaping from some other situation that they may be involved in criminally. Okay? We can do this, folks, if we really set our minds to it, if it wasn't so politically charged and et cetera. We could get that done easy. However, we mentioned that illegal immigration is going to destroy this country, and if we allow it to, it will. You're creating a society now where you've got all kinds of enclaves of different nationalities who don't speak the same language, who don't communicate, who look at each other with hostility, and these people come to America and have no desire to be an American at all. Okay, contrast that with the way immigrants used to be. They used to come and say, I want to keep my heritage, but I want to become an American. I want to learn English. I want to learn the American belief system. I want to become an American. And they would jettison their old countries, and their allegiance would be to America for a better life, a better future, for a hope. That doesn't mean they didn't have their heritage, their customs. They would have many of those things still, which is fine. But they've got to give up enough of their old world to become Americans. That's what used to be done, not anymore, and that's the problem. Anyway, to make a long story short, TZ emails in a brilliant comment. Listener TZ says this: immigrants, missionaries will travel thousands of miles to foreign countries. Maybe God is bringing the immigrants here so that it'll be more convenient to preach the gospel right here in your neighborhood. It is everyone's job to preach the good news. Once they find Christ, then they will find out that they must have liberty to follow him. America will be saved when the people within its borders are saved. Kurt, I couldn't have said it better myself. TZ's absolutely right. So I want to make this very clear on the radio. I'm not one of those people that just hates immigrants, and I'm not a racist. I don't hate people of other nationalities or anything else. But what I want them to do is come for the right reasons. I want them to work hard and achieve the American dream, and I want them to embrace the principles that made America great. And I want them to turn their thoughts, their feelings, their attitudes, their beliefs, their obedience to God when they come. And I don't want them to look for a handout, and I don't want them to cling to their culture and have an idea like the Hispanics have, where they believe, hey, la raza, we're going to take over America. It's lands that we should have had before. Anyway, see, I don't want that contention, that violence, that hatred, that. Okay, I want them to come and say America has created the most freedom for the most amount of people in the world. Their belief towards God and liberty is wonderful, and I want to be part of that. Now, I'm not saying they got to be a Mormon or a Baptist or a Catholic or a. I'm just saying they got to believe in the Judeo-Christian ethics that made America great, which is we looked at government as the problem, a necessary evil that is legitimate when very controlled, when the checks and balances work, when we keep it in the fire in the fireplace, it's wonderful. Okay, I want to look to God as the solution provider. And if we can really teach immigrants to come to America for the right reasons legally and do that, I'm telling you right now, I've driven all the way from like Montana to Texas and stuff, and there's plenty of room for plenty of people, folks. I don't mind immigration. What I want, though, is appropriate immigration based on principles that make sense for us as a people. And when I say us, I'm not talking about white people or black people or any of that garbage. I'm talking about us as Americans. We are multilingual. We have different customs and cultures. We can bring all that together and celebrate all that together without question. I love to go to Italian days or Mexican days or Latino days or whatever and learn about German days and learn about the culture of people. I love to taste their foods and learn about their traditions and their customs. And it's a wonderful thing. We're all God's children. And we have plenty of unique attributes and circumstances by which to learn about and to grow and to be friends. It's wonderful. But what we can't do is pretend that America has not an identity of its own. Because if we pretend that long enough, then it won't. But America has a very unique, very sacred, very special identity of its own. And that's what I'm talking about when we look towards God for solutions, not government. When we look towards personal actions, personal responsibility and accountability for our actions that matter. See, we have a different viewpoint than any other nation in the world. And we got to retain that, folks, or we're in real trouble. But TZ's point is brilliant. America will be saved when the people within its borders are saved. Meaning, hey, we don't have to worry about America. People are keeping the commandments. TZ's right. It is everyone's job to preach the good news. Maybe God's bringing the immigrants here so we can teach them the gospel and the good news. He's absolutely right. Kurt's comments right after that, and then I got a story Kurt's going to love. Kurt's been talking about a plan for 20 years of what to do with the government school buses and stuff like that, government buses. They got a solution. You're going to dig it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so listener TZ does a great job on immigration. I couldn't agree more. It's everyone's job to preach the good news. Once people find Christ, they will realize they need liberty to follow him. Maybe God's bringing the immigrants here so it'll be more convenient and easy for us to preach the gospel to them in our own neighborhoods. See, I agree with all that. Kurt, your thoughts on immigration, then we'll move on to this cool story you're going to love.
Okay. TZ, in my opinion, has many great points, and I don't know that there's anything that's been said that I disagree with. The whole issue, at least to me, about immigration is they call it legal or illegal. And, we are, as I understand, supposed to be a nation of laws. In my opinion, we have way, way, way too many of them. But, there are proper ways of getting rid of them. There are proper ways of restoring order, if you will, constitutional issues and laws. And that's what we must follow. If not, if we've got certain people who think they're above the law, there have been times in my life that I would have preferred to have kind of a pass on particular laws, but as far as I can tell, that's just not a way to make a civil or law-abiding society.
I hear that.
So, it's the difference between legal and illegal. It's the difference between having some kind of proper immigration system.
And that's why I basically say, a lot of times I'm not really even going to blame the illegal. Sure, it's not good that they're here. They're breaking the law. I agree with that. But it's our policy that's the problem. See, we've debated immigration as long as we've been on the radio, Kurt, or as long as we've been alive, and we just don't seem to get anywhere. What we want to do is just have a bogus policy, then every so often grant a big old massive amnesty plan, and then, repeat. That's not really the solution. There are better answers, but nobody has the guts to really take them on. And I think that's what needs to be done. All right. Now, Kurt, a big old aloha is what you need to say right now.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
No, Kurt, you're supposed to say aloha.
On the end. Aloha.
The reason you're supposed to say that, Kurt, is because I guess an architecture firm In the Aloha State, Hawaii, I guess they've been listening to Kurt Cosby on Liberty Roundtable or something. Because they're talking about government buses, Kurt. And they've decided that, you know what? They got an innovative solution to a serious problem, is what they say. They want to alleviate the problem, Kurt. And I want you to tell me what it is, what they're going to do with these government buses, Kurt.
Well, they're going to use them as homeless shelters.
Yes, sir.
For the, well, there you go.
Did you see the story?
No, but...
They really are. Not a joke. They say, hey, we've got an innovative solution.
Innovative, yeah.
To alleviate the problem of homelessness. You see, they're going to give retired city buses a second life by transforming them into homeless shelters. Now, they're not really totally going for what you say. It's kind of like we want to get rid of the Fed, right? But we're going to audit it first. It's kind of like that. So they'll after their city buses for a while, then they'll retire them and turn them into homeless shelters, Kurt. All they got to do is take the next step now. But it's true. Hawaii may turn old buses into homeless shelters. Russia Today brings us the peace. And I just thought, Kurt, you'd love it. You've been talking about, yep. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody else propose this except for you. And now all of a sudden they're on board. Do you think they're listening, Kurt?
You know, I don't know, but, you know, I've seen so many times these government transportation buses, so many times they're empty. And then, they're cruising around because, of course, they can't stop if they're empty. They're cruising around. They got to keep that, tour going.
And they drive right by that homeless guy shivering.
Well, yeah, you'd think, hey, at least those guys could at least get on there and stay warm while they're cruising around. I'm just talking about wintertime or whatever. No, we can't accept that, And by the way, those empty buses cruising around, they don't add any, pollution to the air. No, because they're saving everybody from pollution.
If you'd just get out of your car and get in the government bus, Kurt, then it would work. You're just the problem.
Yeah.
Perhaps the world conspiracy theorists were right. Maybe they were right all along, Kurt. You think that's true?
Well, it was an interesting headline, at least, Sam. We've been told over and over that, hey, oh, it's crazy to think of, conspiracies as being, something that really happened. But, they say the subheadline, we used to laugh at conspiracy theorists. And then they say, but from FIFA to banking scandals and the Iraq war, it seems they might have been onto something after all. Now, I think we could add a few more, quote, conspiracies that, really, we're just talking about things where people kind of agree that, they want to do a certain thing, and maybe everybody doesn't know about it. But there's a lot more we could add to that list, aren't there, Sam?
Well, just think of the Snowden revelations as a teeny snapshot, okay? I mean, how long has his revelations been out? A year and a half, 2 years, whatever?
I think so, yeah.
All right, and that's just a teeny snapshot, and they say it's changed the whole game when it comes to privacy and a discussion about governments stealing information and prying into your lives and conducting virtually surveillance on everybody, assuming people are guilty instead of proven innocent, kind of a turn America on its head scenario when it comes to freedom and liberty and everything. Okay, just think of that Snowden example. And yep. So when Snowden blows the whistle, was the government involved in a conspiracy, I might ask you?
Great point, Sam. And, the answer is yes. And you look at where this piece originated. It came from across the pond, the Daily Telegraph, Telegraph. Then MSN picked it up. But as far as I can see, nobody else really talked much about it. You know what I mean? As far as I can see, your Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, they're not really going to bring it up and say that, it looks like somebody's saying maybe, those things are, true. I mean, they even mentioned, Sam, in the first paragraph of the MSN piece, they say you'd have your mate who, after a few beers, would tell you that the moon landings were faked, or that the Illuminati controlled everything, or that the U.S. government was holding alien autopsies in Area 51, and you'd be able to dismiss this because it was all rubbish. Then they say, look, you'd say, we have moon rock samples in the pictures, and we left laser reflectors on the surface. And basically, you still don't believe me, but that's because you're mad and no proof on Earth or the moon would satisfy you. Then they say, it's true that there was always the big one, which wasn't quite so easily dismissed. This was the Kennedy assassination. But here you, yeah, remember when we were told by the Warren Commission? It was just that magic bullet. Then they go on, but here you could be fairly sure that the whole thing was a terrible, impenetrable, murky morass. You knew that some things never would be known or would be released, partially redacted by the CIA 200 years in the future. You know, anyway, they go on and on, but the bottom line is at least somebody may be thinking, maybe there's a little truth to all this.
Well, you know? And Kurt, it doesn't matter if you agree. What matters is that the controversy's there. So, for example, the CIA, we used to talk about UFOs, unidentified flying objects or whatever, back in the 60s. And then they said, oh, you're on crack. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. Are you doing drugs? Are you on psychedelics? What's going on with you? Well, it turns out now the government blatantly admits, yes, it was us. The CIA had very high-flying vehicles. We knew about it all along, and we told you you were nuts. It's because it was classified, and we couldn't really talk about it. But now we're coming clean 50 years later. Okay, so now when they say we used to laugh at conspiracy theorists, but from banking scandals and the Iraq war, it seems like they may have been onto something after all. And you look at that and you say, see, now, what about that? What about UFOs and that conspiracy? Was it a conspiracy when the government told you you were on psychedelics and whacked out, when the truth is they knew all along that it was their planes, their high-flying machines that made that all happen? Okay, now they admit it 50 years later. Well, let's take on the next one. Russian official now wants to investigate whether the U.S. moon landings actually happened or not. You think I'm nuts? Well, it's in the Washington Post, folks. Now, is that Russian official just a whacked-out conspiracy theorist, Kurt? Now,
well,
it doesn't matter.
Gotta be, right, Sam?
Well, it doesn't matter if you believe we went to the moon or not, Kurt. Yeah, what matters is this Russian official doesn't believe. And you say, well, we showed you proof. We had moon rocks, and, well, we'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so this issue about whether we really landed on the moon, if it was real or not, has been talked about forever. We've researched it. We've had people on the air about it. We've talked about it. I don't know if we went or not, folks, because I can't find out the truth. However, the Russians, in what's called the Investia newspaper, had an op-ed piece written by a guy by the name of Vladimir Markin. He's a spokesman for the government of Russia's official investigative committee. And he argued that such an investigation could reveal new insights into the historical space journeys. According to a translation by the Moscow Times, they're supporting an inquiry into the disappearance of original footage from the first moon landing back in 1969 and the whereabouts of a lunar rock that was supposedly brought back to Earth during several missions. Where are these rocks? Where is the original footage? The answer, the government blatantly admits to the mainstream press in America that they're gone. They don't have them. So the Russians say we are not contending that they did not fly to the moon and simply made a film about it. But what we are saying, all of these scientific and or cultural artifacts are part of the legacy of humanity. And therefore, their disappearance without a trace is the world's common loss. An investigation will reveal what happened, Markin wrote. Now, they say the likelihood of this raising worry among NASA officials is not very good. Back in 2009, NASA itself admitted that it erased the original video recordings of the first moon landing. Yeah, they did it along with a couple of 100,000 other tapes in order to save money. Yeah, because the government's so into saving money. That proof was in Reuters. However, don't worry, NASA has since restored. Now think about that word. NASA has since restored copies of the landing using recordings from other sources, such as CBS News. Don't worry, the new recordings are superior to the old recording that has gone missing. Now, let me just kind of make something clear in your mind. The idea that you can create a superior recording from a copy of a replay of a bad recording is zero. I'm going to say that again. The ability to make a superior recording from a copy of a bad recording is zero. Now you say, no, Sam, we can digitally enhance this and we can remaster that and we can, and what you're telling me is you can fake whatever you want to. But you can't tell me that you can make a better recording of something from a copy. The bottom line is, folks, the government destroyed the evidence. Okay? NASA did also emphasize that, hey, they talk about a footprint from the Apollo 11 mission, for example. They show it on the soft powder surface of the moon. But the bottom line is, when the Russian/U.S. relationship becomes more intense and divisive, a Russian investigation into the American moon landings might be at the center. So there you have it, folks. What do you think? Now, I don't know if we went to the moon or not, Kurt, and I'm not about to pretend that I know. But I do know the government lies. I'll tell you that right now. And if the government says they went to the moon, I got to question if they really did. When we all of a sudden get technology capable of determining if a video is really true or a fraud, it's interesting they somehow, well, golly, we erased all of them. We had to save money. Since when was the government about saving money? Why don't they shut down the IRS to save money? Why don't they shut down the BATF to save money? I mean, I could go on and on and on, right? But of all the things they got to save money on, it's the proof that we went to the moon. Original video, that's gone. But don't worry, from a copy of that, controlled by the trustworthy media, we got a better copy now than the original. Do you believe that lie? See, they lie, and then they run around and wonder why we don't trust them. I don't know if we went to the moon or not, and I'm not claiming we did not go. However, I do know this, there are serious, serious questions, and now the Russians are even questioning this. And the Russians are like me. We're not saying that the Americans didn't go as if we have a definitive and that we know. What we're saying is things just don't add up. Things don't add up. We haven't gone to the moon since. We can't really go to the moon again. Okay, what gives with all that? I don't know the answer. And I don't know if we win or not, but I know when the government tells you they did something, likely they didn't. Now, let me ask you this. If we believed that there was unidentified flying objects, UFOs, back in the 60s, and the government said you guys are on psychedelic drugs, you're crazy, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true, and they swore to the heavens it was not true, and they marginalized and abused Americans, saying we were just involved in whacked-out conspiracy theories, and they lied about that in the 60s, do you think they might have lied about the Moon Project, too? With the likelihood that they lied about the Moon Project, now that they've destroyed all the original source material, and now that they blatantly admitted that the CIA lied about unidentified flying objects in the first place, Kurt, would that bolster your questioning if we really went to the moon?
Yeah.
It can't help but do that if you're a logical thinker, Kurt.
Well, Sam, but logic, you can't use logic and government, you know, together, can you? I mean, you know, when you really look at...
You can when it comes to accountability in government.
Yeah, good point. You know, when you look at this situation, you got to just ask yourself the one simple question. If it's from a source that is traditionally lied to you, you better wonder if they're lying again.
Well, and it's not only have they lied to you, Kurt, but they've lied to you on this very subject. The CIA admits that they lied about high-flying, unidentified flying objects, or UFOs. They said the people were crazy on psychotropic drugs back in the 60s and that there was no truth to it. 50 years later, they say, okay, you're right. We were in charge of it. We did have these high-flying planes. We knew about it all along, and it was us. And now they say, but if you question the moon, buddy, you're crazy as a loon. Buddy, you're worse than Uncle Hiram down in the basement making his own brew. You're crazy. How does that all work, Kurt? We were right on one. What about the next one? Could it be possible that we're right? I'm not saying guaranteed we're right. I don't know the truth. What I do know, though, is that it's not a cut-and-dried reality. If they lied about some unidentified flying objects in the sky, and now they want to say, we're telling the truth on the moon stuff, never mind we deleted all the source material. We didn't mean to, but we had to save money, don't you know? I mean, golly, money's scarce around here in D.C. Okay, I'm just saying it doesn't add up at all, Kurt. So what's going on? I don't know. What the truth is, I don't know. I'm not saying that I do know. But I'm saying I can't trust them. And they lied in one case directly related to this other one. I mean, high-flying objects, unidentified objects, UFOs, the CIA was involved. Could the CIA be involved in more? How about high-flying objects all the way to the moon, Kurt? In other words, same topic, same scenario, same discussion about we're claiming there's activity out there in the sky, and they're saying, no, there's not. You're crazy. But this one there sure is for sure. And if you question it, you're crazy. How can they have it both ways on the same subject? They lied before and they can lie again. And that's the biggest reason I have to question if they went to the moon or not, is they lie, Kurt. I don't know the truth. There's evidence on both sides till the cows come home. What there's no debate about is that they lie. No debate about it. They lie. There's not a single person that can tell me they don't lie, Kurt. If they do, they're lying.
You know, well, if they are saying that, and in my opinion, they just haven't examined the evidence. The evidence is there.
Even if they're not acquainted with the truth, if they're carrying a lie, whether they're cognizant of it or not, it's still a lie, Kurt.
That's right.
Kind of like they try to tell us ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what do you say, Kurt? Did we go to the moon? If you had to double down, what would you say? Did we go?
You know, I remember as a kid, I'm pretty sure I got to see that, you know, on TV. And, you know, back then you pretty much figure that, hey, man, if it's on TV, you know, I mean, you got Walter Cronkite talking about it or whatever. It's just the facts.
It's gospel, buddy.
I mean, you know, but
darn right.
My problem is that occasionally those guys, even newsboys, you know, like Walter Cronkite, et cetera, Brian Williams, you know, you could go on down the
list. Oh, that guy lied too, didn't he, on another subject or more, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, but, you know, they paid him big money.
You got to trust him. They never lie. Yeah. The problem is they lie so much, so if somebody were to press me if we went to the moon or not, I can't even answer the question. My hunch is that whatever the real case is, we're not being given the true story. That's what I would say. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if we win or not. I don't know if we half win. I don't know if part of it's true. I just know they lie, and I can't trust them. And the more this goes along, the more people start to say, hey, so if the United States is on the up and up, why don't they just say absolutely Russia will have a candid, open, transparent investigation, and we're going to do it right now? That's what they're going to be saying, Kurt?
I don't think they will.
Why not, Kurt? Think? If they're open and honest and transparent, the truth will make them free, Kurt.
That's just for you and me to be open and honest and transparent, Sam.
Got it. All I'm telling you is the more they're not transparent, though, the more they fuel that conspiracy, or the more they double down and make us question even further legitimately so. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. The goal always to defend the truth and stand for liberty. Thank Republic Broadcasting and the crew for helping us. We declare we the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.